Here's American Farm Bureau Federation's Paul Schlegel.
I think there's a general sense of apprehension that they're trying to put as much in the pipeline as they can before the change in administration. We just saw recently that they announced finalization of the certification and training rule, which has been in the works in some time.
And will place extra pesticide training and compliance requirements on farmers and state agencies. The Obama administration has now broken the record for regulations, writing more than 83,000 pages of new rules so far this year. The incoming Trump administration is looking at rescinding close to 50 economically significant rules with a cost of at least $100 million each. Schlegel says the new president, with the stroke of a pen, can rescind executive orders or memoranda like the one requiring agency environmental mitigation planning before issuing permits. Recently finalized regulations could be reversed by Congress.
The Congressional Review Act does reach back 60 days. Now, it's important to remember that those 60 days are not calendar days. Those are legislative session days. So it does not simply go back to, say, November. It can reach back into, I think if I remember correctly, into the late summer.
Older rules, like the controversial waters of the U.S. on hold in courts, could be replaced or rescinded through a regular rulemaking process. Lawmakers could also defend the rule. Congress lacked the votes to override President Obama's veto last January of a WOTUS repeal bill.